There was some good news in the recent state revenues for Maryland, with a 0.3% increase for the fiscal year of 2021. Fiscal year ending in June of this year saw $585 billion in unallocated funds, with a rainy day fund of $1.2 billion. This is Don Rush. With the coronavirus, Comptroller Peter Fancho says there's a need for a state-funded stimulus.
What our economist said is that the vast burden of the economic consequences are falling on people who are so-called low-wage earners who earn between $20,000 and $30,000. These are the people that made up the majority of the 1.1 million Marylanders who filed for unemployment insurance. And they reported that as far as they can tell, these individuals have no money. They have no salary. The unemployment's running out. They have no cash to purchase food. They have to go and stand in line to get free food. They have no money for something like a doctor's visit. And that they face economic destitution, I guess is the word. And it was the size of it, because that group is numbers in the hundreds of thousands. And then they said, and we contrast that with a lot of people that are making $40,000 and up, who are just more or less just fine, except they're trying to avoid the coronavirus, but they're getting paid, they're working remotely, they live in homes that are warm and comfortable. They don't have any problem paying for food or medicine. And so that's why I'm suggesting that there should be a Maryland relief plan, a small, temporary, limited a program for these low-wage earners who are bearing the burden of the not having money. Now, there's some landlords that rent to them that also need relief because they need to pay their mortgages. Small landlords, I think, should be included. And restaurant owners who have seen their business just sharply reduced because of the public health restrictions. Restaurant owners should be also part of the relief plan.
Have you talked to the governor about the idea of having some kind of state stimulus?
Last time I talked to him, he wanted to save the relief money for next calendar year in case the state budget needed patching. And my reply was, I can see that. I understand where you're coming from. It's just now been changed by the new data that we're bringing up, which is the burden has fallen on people that can least afford it, and they are struggling right now.
The businesses, I understand that there's actually a lot more online shopping as opposed to in-house shopping. It sounds as if some of our habits are beginning to change because of this virus.
Yes. Immediately after the pandemic in March and April and May, our sales tax revenue, which is the 6% sales tax, plummeted. It's now returned back up because of the amount of internet purchases, and also the shift went from people had generally spent a lot in services that we call, that's mainly the restaurant industry and other things like that. They've shifted over to buying taxable items like washing machines for their home and made a lot of home improvements. Unfortunately, nestled in the good news of the suffering that's going on, and I emphasize it's whether or not the federal government comes in with a second stimulus. That ended the first one several months ago, and what little is left of it is all expiring.
Maryland Comptroller Peter Fancho on the financial needs of the state. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.